from high atop his secret broadcasting Shangri-La, overlooking New York, Miami, Austin, Seattle, and all points in between. This is America's number one life coach, Daryl Mobley.
Hello, friends. You are listening to The Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. The Daryl Mobley Show is the drama-free, success-focused. Excuses, they are not welcome. Forget the whining. Make progress. No negativity allowed. Work your plan. And zero, zilch, nada, psychobabble show. Here's why. So you can achieve your goals and live your best life. I'm Daryl Mobley, and I've been called son, brother, husband, dad, friend, Coach Mobley, and one of the best life coaches on the planet. Today, right here, right now, Coach Mobley is all yours. Let's get started.
Often blunt.
Go on.
Sometimes scary.
Go on.
And always on your side.
I'm a pretty big guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how much fun we can have together.
Daryl Mobley is your life coach on the radio.
You know, this thing called parenting is very challenging. And I have an opportunity to speak with a lot of folks in my coaching and just my friends and everything else regarding raising kids. Mistakes made, how to improve upon that, how to fix any issues that have been caused by perhaps less than optimal parenting. So it's been a constant theme throughout a lot of my coaching, and I wanted to make sure I share these 10 worst mistakes you made in raising your kids and what to do now to fix those problems. As a bonus at the very end, I'm going to share with you the 10 best parenting things that parents can do now that their kids are grown. You ready? Let's get started. Parenting is, as I indicated before, a complex and challenging journey, and no one is perfect. We all make mistakes along the way, and that's okay. It's part of learning and growing as parents. In fact, it's just part of being a parent. However, recognizing and addressing these mistakes is absolutely crucial for the well-being and development of your children, which is, of course, important. What I want to provide to you are the 10 worst mistakes you might have made in raising your kids, and then I want to provide you some actionable steps to help you fix those problems here in real time. Number one, lack of quality time. Here's the mistake. Many parents get caught up in their busy lives, leaving very little time for meaningful interactions with their kids. Here's the solution. Dedicate quality time to bond with your kids. Put away your devices. Engage in activities they enjoy. Make sure the office can't reach you. Ask your kids open-ended questions to encourage conversation. Sometimes, and I like to do this, just jump in the car with them and drive off to nowhere in particular. Just see the city, see the town, whatever. Just go and give yourself that space to engage. Number two, overindulgence. Here's the mistake. Spoiling your children with material possessions, and I see this a lot, can lead to entitlement and a lack of appreciation. What do they say? You know, the price of everything, but the cost of nothing. And that's what happens when kids are, they receive a lot of material things, which for many parents is a stand-in for parenting, which never works out and is never a good endpoint. Here's the solution. Teach your kids the value of hard work, the responsibility and gratitude that goes into achieving anything. Encourage them to earn rewards and practice, here's this really important, delayed gratification. If you want to have a successful kid growing into a successful adult, make sure he or she understands the concept and lives the concept, delayed gratification. Number three, overprotectiveness. Here's the mistake. Shielding your kids from all potential risk can hinder their ability to develop resilience and problem-solving skills. You know, a lot of life is simply solving problems, right? Maybe all of life is solving problems. Where are they going to learn it? If you protect them from everything, you don't want to do that. Here's the solution. Allow age-appropriate independence and let your kids learn from their mistakes. Now, you got to be there to provide guidance and support when needed, but make sure they learn from their mistakes. Number four, neglecting emotional needs. Here's the mistake. Focusing solely on physical needs and neglecting emotional well-being can lead to insecurity and emotional issues. I see it all the time. Here's the solution. Create a safe space for your child to express their feelings. Listen, you know, actively. Make sure you're listening. Validate their emotions, if they're valid, and provide comfort whenever necessary. And let me just get back to that point. Kids are, by definition, people are as well, emotional beings. But I want to say this. Let me just be real for a second. I don't want any psychobabble here. Not every emotion is a valid emotion. You know what I'm saying? And not every emotion, even if valid, is appropriate to address the situation. Sometimes action needs to take place of emotions. And that's where the job of parenting becomes as much art as science to know when to do that. Number five, inconsistent discipline. Here's the mistake. Inconsistency in discipline can confuse kids. In fact, it will confuse kids. It'll make it difficult for them to understand boundaries and consequences. A kid who does not understand boundaries and consequences will not become a successful adult, period. Here's the solution. Establish clear rules and consequences and make sure that both parents are on the same page. What you don't want to have happen, and it happens a lot, is for one parent to be on, you know, page two, the other parent to be on page 10. When that happens, the kids will find that sweet spot in between and they will play you like a fiddle. Number six, comparing to others. Here's a mistake. Constantly comparing your kids to other kids will erode their self-esteem and it will create unnecessary competition. I like to think and like to believe that when you compare, you lose. You know, you wanna know, hey, listen, we can do better at X, Y, and Z. Here's what's going on. Here's an example of where it's worked. That kind of comparison can play out well. But if it's, why aren't you like Johnny? Why aren't you like Sally? How come you can't be more like this person or that person? When you do that, you're setting up a whole lot of problems going forward, a lot of resentment, and it'll be very hard to overcome that when the kids get older. All right? So here's the solution. Celebrate your child's unique qualities and achievements. They have them. Encourage your kids to focus on personal growth rather than competition. The competition is always with yourself, not with others. Maximize who you are. This is the message you might want to give to your kids. Maximize who you are. How great can you become? What else can you learn? Make that the case, and the kid will always have a positive relationship with improvement, getting better, and with the times when they fall short. Number seven, overscheduling. Here's the mistake. You overload your kid with a lot of extracurricular activities. What that leads to is typically burnout, a lack of caring, and hindering in their ability to explore their true interest. Make sure you give your child space to do other things. And I will say this.
They don't teach this stuff in school.
And who do you propose teach this class?
You're on the air with Daryl Mobley, your life coach on the radio.
A child without extracurricular activities is probably a child that's going to be a problem. I understand that. So you want to make sure you have extracurricular activities, things the kid can get involved in, because he or she will learn from others in those activities, from the effort to master an activity, whatever it may be. So that's a good thing. Here's a solution. Strike a balance between structured activities and unstructured playtime or learning time. Let your child have downtime to relax and to be creative. Here's the key. Let them have downtime, one more time, to relax and be creative, to solve problems, to do things. If they just have downtime, just to have downtime, and they become really good at downtime, well, I'm not sure you're going to see the results you want to see out of that. Number eight, ignoring mental health. Here's the mistake. Neglecting your child's mental framework, their mental construction, will lead to long-term emotional issues. Here's the solution. Pay attention to signs of anxiety, depression, or stress in your child. Again, remember, they're going through it's the emotional time. There's hormones going on. There's all that kind of stuff. So you got to understand when something is a problem and when it's just part of childhood. But you should seek professional help when necessary and create an open environment for discussing mental health. Number nine, criticizing instead of encouraging. Here's a mistake. Constant criticism can damage your child's self-esteem and motivation. Constant criticism is not motivating. Constant criticism is not inspiring. Constant criticism does not bring you closer to your kid. Constant criticism does not protect them from something or someone. But critiquing, which is a difference, can be positive. I don't want you to walk away and say, I can't say anything to my kid about what they're doing. Yeah, you can and you should, but make sure it doesn't devolve into constant criticism. Here's a solution. Provide constructive feedback and praise their efforts rather than just their achievements. I will tell you this. One of the things that I've said for many, many years is that I'm proud of your effort. I'm never proud of an award my kid receives or my nephew receives or nieces receive. I'm never proud of that because that's external to them. What I can be proud of is the effort they put in to master something, to read a book, to master a language, which might have led to an award, but I love their effort. I love the energy. I love the focus they put into it, and I want to applaud them for that. Encourage in your child a growth mindset, and you will never have to worry about your child not making progress. A growth mindset. Number 10, not leading by example. Here's the mistake. Kids will emulate their parents' behavior in most cases, even years later. So if you don't set a good attitude, a good example, you're going to lead them to negative habits. It really is what you do and what you say. You know, they know what's going on in a house. They know what you really think about a lot of things because they hear you in your private moments. They hear you just commenting about the news or what's going on or sports. They hear you and they're going to reflect that. Here's the solution. And the challenge is put to you. Model the values and the behaviors you want to instill in your children. It's a 365, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year job. Model the behavior and the values you want them to have. Demonstrate kindness. Demonstrate responsibility. Demonstrate respect for others in your actions and your interactions. And you're likely to see that in your kids. The bottom line is parenting is a journey filled with lots of ups and downs, truly. But acknowledging and rectifying mistakes is a crucial part of the process. By addressing the mistakes that I just laid out for you and taking proactive steps to address them as you go forward, what you're going to create is a healthier and more nurturing environment for your kids to thrive. Always remember, it's never too late to make positive changes in your parenting approach. Your kids may not make it easy for you to make those changes, but it is never too late for you to do what you know is right, to make positive changes in your parenting approach. Now, as a bonus of sorts, here are the 10 best parenting things that parents can do now that their kids are grown. So let's say you had your kids, you went through the preteen, the teenage years, the late teens, and now they're adults. Now they're grown. What are the 10 best things that you can do as a parent? Now, again, parenting is complex. It's challenging. And I'll say it again, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes, but here we go. Let's take a look at how you can shape the present and future with the 10 best parenting things that parents can do now that their kids are grown. Number one, maintain open communication. See, just because your kids are grown and possibly living on their own doesn't mean that you should stop communicating. Keep the lines of communication open, keep showing interest in their lives, and keep being available for support and advice when needed, because they need it. There's one thing I wish I'd gotten more from my own parents, and that is more advice about certain things in life. It was a different era, a different generation then. But in today's world, I would have wished that they could have given me more advice, because they knew things I didn't know, just like you know things your kids don't know. You have wisdom. They don't. They have youth. Both can be advantageous.
Thanks for being a part of today's Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. To get a great discount on Beauty of the Nile's fantastic science-based skincare products for skin of color, go to beautyofthenile.com and type coach in the coupon code space at checkout. That's COACH. Limited time offer.
Number two, respect their independence. Your adult kids have their own lives to lead. Respect their choices, even if they differ from what you envision for them. See, what that shows is that you trust them and you value their autonomy. Number three, continue to offer emotional support. See, as your kids navigate the challenges of adulthood, they're going to still need emotional support from you. You should be there to lend an empathetic ear and to offer guidance when requested. Number four, celebrate their achievements. Whether it's a career milestone, a new relationship, or personal growth, celebrate your adult child's achievements. Your genuine pride, your authentic happiness will mean a lot to them. A lot. They will remember it forever. Number five, if applicable, be a grandparent. If you become a grandparent, embrace the new role with enthusiasm. Offer your help and wisdom while respecting your child's choices as parents. Maybe they're doing it a bit different from you. Maybe they're doing a lot differently from you. But as long as it's not something that is over the top harmful, you have to respect their approach, because at the end of the day, they're going to pay the price for it. Now, I know those are your grandkids, your grandbabies, as it were, but they're their kids. So make sure you're aligned with the way they would like to have the kids raised. Number six, reflect and learn. Take time to reflect on your parenting journey, because you're on one. Recognize both your successes and your mistakes. Use the wisdom that you have to help guide your children as they start their own families or careers. They need you. Number seven, maintain healthy boundaries. While staying connected is very important, it's also vital to respect boundaries. Allow your adult kids to set boundaries for their own lives, just as you should for yours. Having said that, I think it's important to remember this. You are always their parent. And that role, that title, carries with it responsibilities on both sides. On both sides, both from you to them and the way they respect you, right? Both sides, really, really important. Number eight, support their passions. Encourage your grown children to pursue their passions and interests. I like to say, we have one life. Live it. Live it fully. No regrets. Be their biggest cheerleader as your kids explore their hobbies, new hobbies, or career paths. It's important. Number nine, stay current. You need to be open to learning about new technologies, music, you know, entertainment trends, and any other ideas that your adult kids are interested in. This will show your willingness to engage with their world, because they have their own world and you want to make sure you're tapped into that. Number 10, lead by example. As your kids grow into adulthood, you know, I encourage you to continue to be a role model for them. You need to showcase the values, the ethics, and the principles you've instilled in them by living those values yourself. You see, you're still modeling for them, and you need to make sure that you stay on point. It's really important. The bottom line is, parenting does not end when your children grow up. It evolves into a new phase. Embracing the best parenting practices, even when your kids are grown, will help maintain strong, healthy relationships with them. That's important. By offering support, respect, understanding, you can continue to play a meaningful role in your children's lives as they navigate the really complex world of adulthood, or as the kids are saying these days, adulting. It's a lot more complex than even they thought it would be. Remember that parenting is a lifelong journey, and your love and your guidance will continue to make a positive impact in your children's lives, even as they become full-grown adults themselves. Kind of scary to think about, huh? Yeah, that's the way it works.
Time for a quick break. Got a question for Coach Mobley? Great. Go to CoachMobley.com and click the Ask Coach Mobley link. You'll find there. Okay, back to the Daryl Mobley Show.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. You've given me your time, and I want to give you value. Be sure and like this episode and subscribe to it on any of the many platforms that carry it. Also, let me know your thoughts about today's episode. You can reach me by going to CoachMobley.com. Send me a message or request. When my kids were young, we would have Car Talk Sundays. This was a time when the entire family would jump in the SUV and I would drive us around the city or out to the countryside, and they could ask me any questions they wanted while we were driving. They considered it a really fun game, and they loved putting Dad on the spot with their questions. Anyway, many years ago, during one of our Car Talk Sundays, they asked me why I spent a good deal of my time doing this strange, to them, thing called life and executive coach, and why I provide keynote speeches, or what my son called hero talks, to groups across the country and around the world. My answer was then what it is now. I get to assist others in reaching their personal and professional dreams and living their best lives. I love what I do. One last thing before we meet again in the next episode, or if you contact me at CoachMobley.com. It is what I call, in life, you don't get what's fair. Here it is. In life, you don't get what's fair. You don't get what's good. You don't get what's nice. You don't get what you deserve. You don't get what you wish for. And you do not get what you need. In life, my friend, you get what you do, period. Make the person in the mirror, that's you. Do the right things, and you will win at the game of life. Remember, the best is yet to come. Enjoy life. That's a wrap. Hey, wife, I love you and the kids. See you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for being a part of today's Daryl Mobley Show, your life coach on the radio. To get a great discount on Beauty of the Nile's fantastic science-based skincare products for skin of color, go to beautyofthenile.com and type coach in the coupon code space at checkout. That's COACH. Limited time offer.